my hand was a simple map, but I couldn't seem to find my way. I had been in Japan for just a few months, came straight out of college for a one-year job teaching English. I was still learning the language, I was trying to navigate the culture, and by now, my honeymoon period, the honeymoon period of my time in Japan had ended, and I was starting to miss home. So not only was I lost in this Japanese town, I was feeling a little lost. When I look back, it's surprising to me that I wound up in Japan at all. Here comes the breathing. my mom's family came from Japan, and we'd eat Japanese food occasionally, and I'd hear some Japanese words, but growing up in New York City in the 1970s, I felt little connection to Japan whatsoever. And it wasn't until I was around 15 that I became really curious about Japan. And what started it was a TV miniseries based on the novel, Shogun. There's a remake out on Hulu, and you might know the story. It's about an English sailor who gets shipwrecked in feudal Japan. It's got history, samurai warriors, political intrigue. But what fascinated me about Shogun was the romance between the English sailor and a Japanese noblewoman named Mariko-san. And Mariko-san was beautiful. She had jet black hair, wore gorgeous kimono, and she had this way of speaking that was both demure and alluring at the same time. Teenage me was mesmerized. And after watching Shogun, I was filled with this burning desire to learn more about Japan, land of my ancestors. Now, you might be thinking, wait a minute, a soap opera-ish TV show about a white guy who gets stranded in Japan sparked your Japanese roots dream? Anyway, back to that mountain town and my struggle with the map. What I was trying to find was the public bathhouse, or sento, because for some reason at the youth hostel where I was staying, the bath was closed. And these bathhouses, these sento, used to be found all over Japan before indoor plumbing. And the ones that still exist are generally clean, cheap, they're great. Now the map showed that the sento was close to the youth hostel, but I couldn't find it. I went this way and that, just got more and more confused. And by now it was growing dark, it's getting colder, shops were closing, there was no one around. And for some strange reason, I started to get this eerie feeling like I was really all alone and I would never find my way. And then there it was, the sento, or so I thought. Without even trying to read the sign, I rushed up to the entrance, slid open the heavy wooden door, and stepped inside. And immediately I realized, this isn't the sento. It was a traditional Japanese inn. I remember massive beams overhead, subdued lighting, polished floors. And just as I was about to turn to leave, a man appeared. And he said in Japanese, "Welcome." And he raised his eyebrows, inviting me to speak. Now, if I could have, I would have explained that I was visiting. I was trying to find the sento. I had this map, but I got lost. But instead, I panicked. And because I panicked, all power of language seemed to leave me. I just couldn't find the right words. I couldn't say anything. And as I'm ransacking my brain, the man's eyebrows move higher. And finally, I realize this is getting really awkward. And oh gosh, the many times I've felt awkward in Japan, this is maybe the worst. And I had to say something, so finally, I opened my mouth, and in Japanese I said, I'd like to take a bath. A bath, the man replied. And, you know, if he was surprised, his face didn't show it. Just a moment, please, he said, and disappeared. I wanted to bolt, but before I knew it, the man was back, and with him was a beautiful young Japanese woman. Jet black hair, lovely kimono. She was incredible. just like Monte Carlo. She tells me to take off my shoes, put on slippers, and follow her. I don't know what's happening, but I do. We go down a hall. She stops, opens a sliding door, bows, and says, "Dozo, please go in." And then she quietly goes away. And I find myself in a small private dressing room. And inside, there's another sliding door, and it leads to a hot spring bath, just big enough for one person. It's simple, but stunning. The bath is tiled in natural black stone, and it's filled to the brim with steaming hot water that flows from a bamboo spout. And I'm standing here in front of this incredible bath, a place of rest and relaxation, a place to wash away the day, and I am freaking out. First of all, I'm thinking, how did I get here? And then, fresh off my college days, how am I going to pay for this? But there's no turning back now. You know, after what just happened, I'm not daring to try to explain myself in Japanese again. So I undress, scrub down, and then I slowly sink into the hot water, which feels really nice. Finally, it's time to go, so I gather up my things and I head back for the entrance, worrying all the way how to politely wrap things up and how I'm going to afford this. And when I get to the entrance, the man is there waiting for me to pay, I think. So in my best Japanese, I thank him, and I ask how much I owe. "Don't mention it," he says, and then he bows and wishes me a good night. And as I put on my shoes and I step out into the cold, dark air, I'm both mesmerized, rather mystified, and misty-eyed. And I never have figured out why that innkeeper in that mountain town offered a bath to a stranger. But thanks to his kindness and generosity, for the rest of that night and for some time after, I felt a little less alone in a foreign land.